Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. A trip to the market ended in chaos for people in Tel Aviv. At least 4 Israelis are dead and 2 suspects are in custody. Israeli police have called it a terrorist attack.
Crowds flee from attackers as they open fire at the Sirona market. Israeli police shot one of the 2 suspects now in custody. The injured suspect is in the hospital. They've identified both as Palestinian. A motive was not immediately clear. The executive director of Israel's Institute for Counterterrorism says the evidence points to an organized attack. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will respond to the attack. I'm Andy Rose reporting.
Bernie Sanders is set to meet with President Obama at the White House this morning. Now, so far, the president has neither endorsed Hillary Clinton nor publicly called on Bernie Sanders to drop out.
President Obama discussed his upcoming meeting with Bernie Sanders during a taping of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Obama praised Sanders' role in the Democratic primary race.
It was a healthy thing for the Democratic Party to have a contested primary. He pushed the party and challenged them. I thought it made Hillary a better candidate.
He also expressed confidence that the party would come together to take on Donald Trump.
There's a natural process of everybody recognizing that this is not about any individual, but this is about the country and the direction we're going to take it.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Grief counselors will be on hand today at Clarksburg High School when students come back to class for the first time since a horrible accident killed 3 of their classmates Tuesday night. Last night, hundreds turned out for a vigil to honor the 3 students. Among those who spoke, Charlie Dennis, whose 17-year-old son Jacob was driving the pickup truck that crashed into a tree.
To all the families, from the bottom of my heart, I am so, so sorry.
Police say there is no indication that alcohol was involved in the accident, but speed likely was. A Gaithersburg-based company that does clinical trials of vaccines is expanding.
Novavax, which makes flu and Ebola vaccines, signed a lease for a 150,000-square-foot building on Clopper Road in Gaithersburg.
They're going to be adding additional space in Montgomery County and, again, adding additional capabilities.
They're already headquartered in Gaithersburg and have a facility in Rockville. Karen Hood with the Maryland Department of Commerce says the expansion's good news for the county because
they are planning to create up to 850 new jobs.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It may seem odd to think about snow during the summertime, but a new report is just out on last winter's snow, specifically the storm prior to the blizzard.
It was January 20th, days before the snowstorm that paralyzed the region. A small amount of snow and ice had fallen, but it was enough to cause a nightmare on the roads. Stuart Freiberg with the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments says the National Weather Service didn't properly alert authorities to the icing that happened. But the good news...
They're going to work to better convey the risk related to these low probability storms.
Freiberg says the council will also work harder to get the word out for people not to travel in such conditions. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The House is set to begin debate today on a bill that would restructure some of Puerto Rico's $70 billion in debt and create a financial control board. Republican and Democratic leaders all support it. Legislation to bail out and restructure Detroit's financially ailing school system heads to Michigan Governor Rick Snyder this morning for his expected signature, despite objections by Democrats. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,005, the NASDAQ at 49.75. Sports, the Nats dominate as they beat the White Sox in Chicago. The Orioles complete the 3-game sweep of the Royals. NBA Finals, the Cavaliers win, cutting the Warriors' lead to 2 games to 1. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 66 with just the volume growing. No problems to report. Greenway Toll Road, Route 7. But we do have problems on Route 15 north of 234 Sudley Road. It's crashed. Essentially, this is between a Haymarket and Gilbert's Corner on 15 north of 234. Watch as police have currently just stopped traffic to deal with this two-car crash. Out of Manassas Park, still struggling with a lot of heavy volume. Accident brought down utility pole and wires. No longer being detoured, but still some activity along the right side. So northbound 28, just north of Manassas Drive. That's where you'll definitely be distracted and slowed. The volume, though, continues through those signal lights as you push up toward I-66. No troubles on the Beltway topside, but the volume with us. To the Wilson Bridge, good. DC 295, it's just about the stop and go coming south down toward East Capitol Street. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Thursday. Continuing to see clear sky, comfortable this morning, sunny this afternoon, and a little warmer, 81, and a breeze out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Haymarket, 54 in Germantown, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. Another trial of a police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death begins today in Baltimore. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes talking. About 30 minutes from now, we're going to be joined by the woman who wants to be the next senator of the state of Maryland. She is Republican Kathy Zelega. She'll join us at 6:35. 7:05, we're going to pick up this story about the BCC, Bethesda Chevy Chase principal, who was undermined by the superintendent of schools in Montgomery County on her drinking policy around prom, and how the school board is picking that story up again. Donna St. George, the Washington Post, covers that beat. She'll be with us at 7:05. 7:35, David Grosso, he wants a basic income in the District of Columbia. 8:05, Tucker Carlson. 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Working 9 to 5.
Should the federal government do away with your standard 9-to-5 workday to accommodate the bad rush hour traffic Washingtonians are experiencing on a daily basis these days? That's what the Washington Post is suggesting is the solution from the Office of Personnel Management, as they have told agencies to, quote, get creative, unquote, about their work schedules, be more flexible, and it all has to do with the metro repairs on SafeTrain. I mean, listen, there's no denying the fact that it's taking you a little bit longer to get into work, either because, A, you take Metro, and because Metro is going to undergo this work over the next 10 months, you're going to have troubles getting in, or because some people are just saying, oh, to heck with Metro, I'm just going to drive in. Well, that means more cars are on the road. So there's definitely a longer commute coming into work and leaving work. But here's the question. Should the federal government change their work hours to accommodate the longer commute, or maybe, just maybe, should the employees get up a little earlier and start their commute a little earlier to accommodate the longer drive? Should they move a little closer to work, maybe, so that their commute is not as bad? Because, you know, that's kind of what happens in the real world, not in federal work. Now, I know a lot of you are federal workers, but you also have a clear mind about the perspective of what the work environment is out there for those of us who work in the private sector. So the question is this the right way to go? Should the federal government modify the 9-to-5 workday to accommodate the longer commute? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I don't get this, Brian. We're in a work environment right now, and an employment environment right now, where over 95,000 people who had been working.
95 million.
Excuse me, 95 million. Thank you. Forgot three zeros there. Who had been working over the last 7 years have now chosen not to work, chosen to not even try to find a job. Mm-hmm. That's close to 100 million jobs that have just disappeared.
Yeah.
And I don't know, last time I checked, when you've got a supply and demand situation, you're the owner of a company, you're the employer, you're the person who's hiring, which means you've got the supply. And there's a whole lot of demand out there, meaning all of those people who are just dying to get a work, get work and get a job. I'm thinking, as the employer, you can say to the employees, here's the deal. You got to be in it this time, and you got to work for 8 hours, and then you're going to go home. If you can't get into work at this time, that's fine. We'll find someone else who can do this job. And that's how it works. Why should the federal government modify all of its hours to accommodate the fact that, yeah, it's going to take a little longer going in? Maybe I sound like a Grinch. Maybe I sound unsympathetic. But here's the thing. It's on you to get to work on time, period. That's my take. What do you think?
Well, I have mixed emotions about this because, you know, I worked in an industry for most of my life where no matter what, you had to be there. I mean, if the traffic was going to be bad, you just had to get up earlier. If the weather was going to be bad, you just had to make arrangements to get there. You had to figure out a way. I drove a four-wheel drive vehicle for, 99% of the time. I don't need a four-wheel drive vehicle, but that 1% of the time that I needed a four-wheel drive vehicle, I had to have it because I had to get to work. I mean, it was essential that I get to work. In Washington, we used to have this term that was used all the time about, well, you know, when we have like a snow day, well, the essential employees have to show up, but the non-essentials can take the day off. Well, they stopped using that phrase because they realized, well, we really shouldn't have non-essential employees, I suppose. Well, look, here's the thing. I think that by and large, in the private sector, this kind of thing does not work. But there are a lot of people out there who have a job in the federal government where they process paper, okay? If you can come in and work 4 days and longer days and process the same amount of paper as working 5 days, I don't know that that's a great crime against anybody. I think the great crime is that we have somebody who sits around and processes paper for 40 hours. Maybe we need to get rid of some of those people. But by and large, I think there is a place in some elements for flex work. I'm for it. I keep seeing these studies, and I believe that they are backed up, that telework is actually more efficient, that people who telework actually get more work done than if they actually come into the office. I don't know if that's true or not, but I've heard that said repeatedly.
Brian Wilson, if the federal government were making an announcement today saying, we think that we will get more work done for less money and more efficiently by having flexible hours and telecommuting, that would be a different discussion. Mm-hmm. That's not what's happening here.
Yeah.
They're not making the case that this is going to be cheaper and more efficient and actually have more work done. They're saying, oh, we understand it's taken longer for you to get into work, so we're going to be more flexible and we're going to change our hours to accommodate your commuting needs. No. That ain't okay. John in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAO. Start us off here, John.
Hey, good morning. You're about 10 years behind the times there because federal employees have had extremely flexible hours for at least a decade. You can, as long as you're a productive employee and your supervisor agrees, you can be on what's called maxi flex, where basically if you get to work late, you work late.
John, we're familiar with that, and we're not a decade behind the times. I appreciate you bringing this up. We recognize that this option has been there for several years for federal agencies, but it's not in very widespread use. Now, maybe the agency you work for, they have been employing it, but the majority of federal offices have not. And what's different and what makes this newsworthy today is that OPM is actively encouraging federal agencies to institute the maxi flex. They've actually sent memos out to everyone saying, you know, this is an option. You haven't been using it enough. We want you to do this to accommodate the new metro repairs and the commute in. So that's why it's. But I appreciate you lending your voice to this. How about Alan and Beale? Alan, you like this idea? Go for it, Alan.
Yeah, I think they should modify the time schedule. They should make it their work hours 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. That way, the bulk of the traffic into D.C. is federal employees. That way, normal people can get in there and take care of our business before they all arrive.
Normal people.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
People who actually work for a living. Yeah, I got you.
All right, Alan. Well, listen, federal workers, people who work for the federal government, they are normal people, too. However, it is a little rough for some of us who work in the private sector to hear the federal government bending over backwards in such a way to accommodate them in a way that in the private sector we don't see happen. That's my experience, but we'd love to hear from you. 888-630-WMAO. It is. I'm going to try this, though, from now on. You know what? It's just too hard for me to get to work at 4 a.m.
The evil overlord of WMAO would go for that?
You just do it from home, right? I mean, I'm just standing here talking.
Yeah.
Why can't I stand and talk at home?
Yeah, why not?
615 WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the
five.
Wait, I'm getting a phone call. I better take this. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Indy Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Normal people. All right, here we go. And yes, the Safe Track plan, obviously less riders. The ridership is down. More drivers, alternate routes they're looking for. So more traffic on the roads. Boy, have we been seeing that this week. It's been tough go. So we're looking at the extra pressure on 66, also on Route 7, 50, 29 through Falls Church. And that's just some of those arteries that are taking the overflow. Here we go around the Beltway right now with lanes open, just the volume topside through Silver Spring. We're good through Annandale Tyson's. Brief delays starting to grow to the Wilson Bridge. Struggling a bit in Manassas with the crash that had been northbound 28 north of Manassas Drive. Traffic no longer being detoured, but you'll still see some of that activity off to the right side. Between Haymarket and Gilbert's Corner on Route 15 north of 234, watch for police to direct you around the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Yes, Mr. Hess. Yes, of course I will be here every day at 4 a.m. No, I was just joking, Mr. Hess.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not asking for a modified schedule. Yes, thank you. Bill Hess, our program director, making sure that
he's a tough guy.
Sunny day today, a beautiful day. In fact, don't bother going into work today. High of 81 degrees, beautiful sunny skies. Tonight, clear skies, low of 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 81 degrees. Pretty days here. 56 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
OPM is now urging federal agencies, according to the Washington Post, to consider compressed and flexible schedules to accommodate the metro repairs. It's taking people longer to get to work, so we're going to accommodate that by changing our schedule. No, you wake up earlier. Yes, it's going to take you longer to get in. And if you don't like that and you want a different job, then get a different job that's closer to home where you don't commute. That's what the rest of the people who don't work for the government do. How about Eric in Frederick? You're on WMAL. Hello, Eric.
Hey, I agree with you. Everybody's babied nowadays, you know. Like you said, you know, you tell them you're supposed to be at work at this time, and you either show up or you find another job. And the real problem is D.C. These people want to be a state. How can they be a state? They can't run anything. It's
all
ridiculous.
Right. All right, Eric, thank you out there in Frederick. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I understand. On the first day of Safe Track, you know, somebody comes in, they're 20 minutes late. Maybe they're half an hour late, and they said, boss, I'm sorry.
I had no idea
that Safe Track was going to be this bad.
Right, but if you do it the second day, it's on you.
The answer is, okay, I get it. Understand, but you know, make sure you're here on time tomorrow. And what do you do? Now that you know that these metro repairs mean that your commute is 25, 30 minutes longer, what do?
Mm-hmm.
You wake up earlier.
That's right.
And you leave earlier.
That's right.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Robert in Tyson's Corner, you're on WMAL.
Good morning. I believe with that one caller, all government work should start at 11 o'clock. Only because, I don't know if you guys travel the roads on a holiday, but there's no traffic on a federal holiday.
Ah.
Well.
See, now, I was expecting this call, Robert. Go ahead, because there's an upside to this for commuters in Washington.
Right. Where I live, I work in Tysons, but I live just south of the Pennsylvania line. It takes me about an hour and a half to get to work.
Wow.
And I know this, and that's a career choice I made, so I got to deal with that. But these government workers are so pampered and so babied all the time. So what? They start at 11 o'clock. Big deal. This is what they need to do. Didn't they have this thing in Montgomery County where they wanted to had the high school start a little later so the kids could sleep a little bit.
Well, right. they did it already. They start about 20 minutes later now, I think,
yeah,
or 30 minutes
that
later.
Strawberry generation's ridiculous.
All right, thank you, Robert. But I did expect this. You know, some people are hearing this thing, and hold on a minute. You telling me that everyone who works for the government will be off the road when I'm trying to get to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm all in favor of that, right?
It's what you call mixed emotions.
Little self-interest, yes, exactly. Alex in Fredericksburg thinks I'm nuts on this.
Hey,
go ahead, Alex.
Good morning,
Alex. Good morning,
Alex.
Gentlemen. I have to disagree with Larry. You're talking about a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Why not just let them come in two shifts, 6 to 2 and 10 to 6? At that point, at least the people get expanded services because there's somebody in the office now. And you don't want to overburden a limited transportation system by putting more throughput on it. Those trains can only handle so much weight, and adding more weight to them when they're in a limited capacity is going to create more problems with the metro system.
Well, I think waking up earlier and stretching your commute out so that you're coming in earlier to work or starting your commute earlier does not overburden the system. See, the problem here is, Alex, everyone's trying to get to work all at the same time, and that's when it gets overburdened, right?
Well, we're also sitting here arguing that the federal government actually does any work.
Well,
that's a whole nother can of worms.
So you're rejecting the premise in general, Alex. Right. I understand. But no, I understand what you're saying, Alex. I do. When you said, you know, let them come in on split shifts and then people will be able to get services later. But they're not offering that. They're not saying, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change our shifts. We're going to be more efficient. And we'll provide services to the citizens, you know, beyond our regular scope of hours. No, they're not offering that.
They're not saying that.
No, they're not at all. This is not some kind of efficiency program. There is only one reason to do this, to make people's commute easier. And listen, I sympathize with people's rough commute, but at the same time, this is our tax dollars. We're in charge of the government. We're supposed to be. So we should, you know, have the government run in a way that our businesses would run.
Yeah.
Brian in Hagerstown, you're on WMAL.
Hey, Brian, good morning.
Morning. Hey, I'm federal government. I've been on MaxiFlex for almost 20 years. I have every Friday off. That's 52 days a year. I don't have to come to work. You can switch your day off if you need something in the middle of the week. As long as you get your 80 hours in, it works out great.
So it's working for your agency, and I totally get that. But the majority of agencies have not instituted it for one reason or another.
Well, I think that's a good idea. The government, that's the first good thing I think the government's done in a long time.
All right. Well, and of course, World War II. We can always agree on that one. That was something good that the government did. Brian, I guess that was a long time ago. Brian, thank you for the call. More of this, if your call's on this, at 6:22.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables. 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. The Nation's Gun Show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. Info and coupon at cegunshows.com.
Larry Spoth, the president of Retirement Protection Solution, and his team, you know what they do? They test portfolios on a regular basis to see how people are doing with the retirement plans. And they see one thing time and time and time again. High-risk positions with returns in the low single digits. That's not good. High-risk, low returns. Now you can earn upfront income-based bonus of 10% and 10% simple interest growth for 10 years on your income base. Let me repeat that, because that's a lot of numbers. There's an income-based bonus of 10% and 10% yearly. Imagine locking in today's high position and collecting a 10% bonus along with a 10% yearly. Does that sound good to you? Well, I imagine it does. Here's how you find out more. You pick up the phone, you dial this number, 800-611-1952. Again, that's 800-611-1952. And by the way, how is your retirement plan doing? Why don't you just go to his website, testyourinvestment.com, to find out.
Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may be subject to income tax penalty. Income value not available for withdrawal. Policy and form number 65103. All guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Terms of the contract may apply, as well as possible surrender charges for terminating early. Products referenced are issued by Athene Annuity and Life Company, West Des Moines, Iowa. The Athena Sen Income Rider is optional and available for a charge. Rider is not available on all products and can only be elected at issue with the purchase of an Athene Annuity contract. Larry Spoth is a licensed insurance professional.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ferrelius, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help.
It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full mouth dental implants.
Wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $250,000 Mega Winners Weekend Giveaway, June 24th and 25th. Earn entries now for your chance to win prizes, including free slot play or even $250,000 cash. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It's 625, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, I want to start on northbound 5301 as you're trying to get into Brandywine. Had the crash north of Shortcut Road, but it looks like an ambulance just arrived to the scene, or fire and rescue units, and we block at least one lane. So we're really starting to see those delays get intense here as you head northbound 301, even before you get to Cedarville Road. So plan for that. Now, once you get up to the Beltway, no problems. In fact, delays to the Wilson Bridge currently just at 210. If you're continuing through Alexandria, Annandale and Tyson's excellent trip. On 95, as you come out of Newington, heavy and through to Landmark. Earlier incident on 95 in the Woodbridge area had been over to the shoulder. We'll take you on to 15 between Haymarket and Gilbert's Corner. The crash on 15 north of 234 under police direction. So I'm not seeing too much of a backup there, but don't get caught off guard. 270 about the volume and topside College Park around to Silver Spring. And of course, with the Safe Track plan, that means we have more riders on the road, and I'm seeing a lot more volume too, especially on 66, 50 Virginia inside the Beltway. So plan for that. It's morning number 4 of the rush hour. Will you be on time? All right, traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. It's one of U.S. News & World Report's best hospitals in the nation and our region's center of medical expertise. Make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice and clear and actually pretty comfortable for this time of year. The numbers will be comfortable even this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Little breeze around, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 degrees at 627. Nancy and Warrington, you're next up on WMAL. Should the federal government accommodate the commute of federal workers by changing their schedules? Because, you know, it's just taking too long to get into work, Nancy.
I think you're looking at this all wrong. I don't see it as it being an unfair advantage for federal workers. I see it as the federal government actually having the ability to change the commute of a lot of people, and that benefits everybody. The people who work in the private sector will have a much easier commute if there are less people on the road. And while the private sector is not going to change people's work schedules in this way, the government doing it helps everybody.
Nancy, that's definitely the upside. Absolutely, yeah. The upside. I just, to me, it's a visceral thing compared to the private sector when the federal government does this to accommodate.
I just have one other idea. Why doesn't OPM go through the list of government employees and decide if they really need all of them?
Okay. It's 628.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
My top-notch innovation team here at Snell Heating and Air is always looking for new ways to make our customers smile. And recently, they had a breakthrough, which we're calling the Homeowner Satisfaction Quotient, or HSQ for short. And you might think it's an algebra equation or something that you'll need to get your slide rule out for. But the truth is, really, it's surprisingly simple. Ready? Here goes. When you call the stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to be 100% satisfied 100% of the time, guaranteed, or we will make it right. Even if that means we have to come back out to make it right. Upfront pricing means that you're going to know what the repair will cost before any work is performed. And with my stand-up guys, you know you're getting the cream of the crop. The very best trained and well-mannered air conditioning technicians in the market.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Coming up on WMAL, she wants to be your senator, Marilyn. She's Kathy Shalega. She's a Republican. She's running down ticket from Donald Trump. And we're going to talk to her about everything coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Israel is wasting no time responding to the terror attack at a market in Tel Aviv last night.
The Israeli response has been swift, freezing 83,000 Palestinian permits to travel from the West Bank to Israel. And we just learned from the Israeli military they will send two extra battalions in the West Bank, they say, for security reasons.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman, four people were killed when two gunmen dressed as Hasidic Jews opened fire in that market in Tel Aviv. It's going to be a rough day back at school today for students at Clarksburg High School who lost three of their classmates in a terrible accident Tuesday night. Principal Steve Whiting.
There will be people that helping staff and students get through this. And there's plenty of support. MCPS supports us with unlimited resources when something like this happens.
Last night, hundreds turned out for a vigil to honor those three students. Another trial begins in Baltimore today for another of the six police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson was driving the transport van in which Gray sustained a fatal injury. Is Donald Trump's support among Republicans eroding?
There are several GOP camps forming on Capitol Hill. There are Republican leaders who say, look, the voters have chosen Donald Trump and he would be a much better president than Hillary Clinton. Then there are Republicans in that Never Trump movement, like Ben Sasse, a senator from Nebraska, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Reid Ribble of Wisconsin. Then there are Republicans who are running in tough re-election races. This is where you're going to find the most distance from Donald Trump.
Correspondent Ranu Maju, checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,005, the Nasdaq at 49.75. Sports, Cleveland takes game three of the NBA Finals. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's win. WNBA, the Mystics hand Dallas their fourth straight loss. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you worry about going broke in retirement? If so, you're not alone. This is one of the most common fears among Americans today. The good news, though, is that by putting the right financial plan in place now, you can help avoid the possibility of going bankrupt in retirement. And the great news is that the Mutual Fund Store can help you with that for free. Join us on June 22nd in the D.C. area for our free live event, The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan. At this event, we'll shine a light on some of the most unexpected financial risks in retirement that many people don't think about, and show you how to help fill the potential gaps in your financial plan. You'll also get a chance to hear financial advice directly from our local advisors. The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan, taking place on June 22nd in the D.C. area, is free, but you have to register now to attend because the list is filling up fast. So get to MutualFundStore.com and click on our live events button to reserve your seat now, or call 703-288-6988 to get registered today.
Are you curious? Are you eager to pursue those interests that excite and inspire you? Well, now you can hold some of the most brilliant teachings of science, history, health, photography, cooking, and more all in the palm of your hand. Open the door to learning everything about anything you choose with the breakthrough video on demand library, The Great Courses Plus. Explore an ever-expanding library of presentations from world-famous experts from your phone, tablet, TV, or laptop. Savor a chef's secrets with the chief instructor of the Culinary Institute of America. Delight in the wonders of the cosmos from famed astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. Or take to the outdoors with the brilliant photography insights of National Geographic photographer Joel Sartori and many other great courses from leading professors at Harvard, West Point, and more. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in the Great Courses Plus. And now you can enjoy it all free for 30 days. Start your free one-month trial at thegreatcoursesplusradio.com. That's thegreatcoursesplusradio.com.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital. Like Inova Children's Hospital, It takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
This summer,
the one, the only Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
I've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage premieres Wednesday, June 15th, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Only on CNBC.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 through the volume Urbana down past 109. You'll hit it slow again briefly in Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville. Top side of the Beltway filling in those delays from 95 to George Avenue. Also on the outer loop of the Beltway in Lanham, seeing some delays form just north of 50, and that looks like it goes over to merge onto the northbound side of the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Crews checking that ramp for an incident. So again, outer loop toward the BW Parkway. Heading inside the Beltway through Chevrolet, Riverdale starting to build that volume to DC 295, but those delays extend down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Extra pressure is on the commute. Virginia 66 coming through Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, Falls Church slow. Seeing more volume on 395 as you come off the Beltway through Landmark, again over the 14th Street Bridge. We're still bunched up through Dale City into Woodbridge. Had an accident on the shoulder. Might see some more activity because that is really slowing through that stretch, and some bailout traffic over to Route 1 in through Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The Big Blue H on the weather map. High pressure for the rest of the week here. Dry weather expected. Lots of sunshine around today, and actually not too bad of a start. Easy one this afternoon. Sun 81 and breezy. Tonight, clear, comfortable, 59. A few clouds tomorrow, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Gainesville, 50 in Damascus, 53 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 637 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we got plenty for you this morning. It's 705. Donna St. George, Washington Post, on that feud between Bethesda Chevy Chase High School and the Montgomery County School Board over whether a principal has the right to punish a student for drinking. At 7:35, D.C. Councilmember David Grasso will be our guest. Forget about a minimum wage. He wants to institute a basic minimum income for everyone in Washington, D.C. No work required, apparently. At 8:05, Tucker Carlson of the Daily Caller and Fox News will be our guest to get his take on this week in politics. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. Well, she wants to be the next senator for the state of Maryland. She wants to replace Barbara Mikulski. She is Republican Kathy Shalega, and she joins us now on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, listen, I know that you probably don't agree with Representative Donna Edwards on many things, but when she was running against Chris Van Hollen, she made a very passionate case that the next senator from the state of Maryland should be a woman. I would imagine that you agree with that.
I do agree with that. Well, you know, it's not just that the next senator should be a woman, and not just because you're a woman, but it's so interesting that in April 26th primary, the Democrats have failed to nominate one single woman on the ballot for the 10 congressional, the two Senate seats and the eight House of Representatives seats, all men. And so Donna's point was that, look, this is not a boys' club. This women have an important viewpoint, an important position and ideas about things, and we should have a seat at the table. And shame on you, Democrats, for not even nominating one woman.
I noticed that a very prominent Democrat has endorsed your campaign. And I'm also wondering that as you go around the state of Maryland and talk to people, do you get a sense that there is a more open attitude toward Republicans in Maryland, a state where, you know, Democrats outnumber Republicans about 2-1, in some areas 3-1.
Absolutely. You know, Larry Hogan is doing such a wonderful job. And people ask, they say, oh, you're a Republican in Maryland, it's going to be tough. And then I always say, look, the last statewide election we had, people of Maryland spoke and they elected a Republican, and it wasn't a close, narrow vote. I was so excited. The race was called, as you remember, at 11, I think, or 10:30. It was early. And Larry Hogan's doing a great job, and it's because our ideas work. And we have a great messenger with a great message, and voters are tired of career politicians, tired of a one-party rule system, and they're willing and open to looking at other people. And it's been great. I've had a great reception, and so honored to have the former Speaker of the House, Clay Mitchell, endorse me this week, and other Democrats that are joining our team.
Can you tell me, you've got a really long record to run against with Chris Van Hollen's record there. He's been out there. He's been an elected official for Maryland for quite some time. What are you trying to focus on most in terms of letting voters know that if Chris Van Hollen takes the agenda that he had in the House and moves it to the upper chamber in the Senate, it's going to be bad for Marylanders?
Well, you know, I think voters today are looking for real change. And we can see that on both sides, right? With Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and people saying career politicians just aren't getting it done. And we know that. And why would you give a guy a raise? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, putting Chris Van Hollen in the U.S. Senate is doing the same thing over and over and not expecting the deficit to triple. It tripled under his watch. My little baby granddaughter, Avery's a year and a half. She already owes the federal government $59,000. Hmm. We have got to put some new people and new ideas in Washington if we're going to change the trajectory of our country.
All right. How is the candidacy of Donald Trump going to affect your candidacy in the state of Maryland?
Well, you know, it's a magic eight ball question. It's hard to say. But he's certainly popular on the Eastern Shore, Western Maryland, Southern Maryland. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, not for president. And so I know voters in Maryland know how important this election is, how important it is to make sure that their voices are heard in Washington, and to have it's a really great choice for voters today. Do they want a small business owner? I'm a wife, mom, I'm a grandmom, I'm a small business owner. Do you want somebody like that with a business experience to go to Washington and roll her sleeves up and get things done? Or do you want a career politician, someone who the Washington Post said was, quote, born to be a politician, or something along those lines?
I think they may have meant that as a compliment, by the way. Kathy Schulich is our guest. She's running for Senate in Maryland. Let me ask you, Brian makes a good point. You know that Chris Van Hollen has already got the ad set up where it's Donald Trump's face and it morphs into your face and it morphs back to Donald Trump's face. Whatever, they're going to do that. Let me ask you this. Is it a good idea for him to be running as Hillary Clinton's, Labrador puppy there sitting on her lap all the time and doing whatever she says? Isn't it fair for you to go after him saying that he's way too cozy with Hillary Clinton and basically an apologist for someone who has broken federal law?
That, and certainly Nancy Pelosi's lapdog. I mean, yeah. While he talks talk about being bipartisan, he has championed Ben at the microphone, Ben at the press conference for all of the major initiatives from his party. And he does not have a streak of independence, where I have been in Annapolis for 5 years and certainly know how to work across the aisle. And people look at my record and see I've passed bills that were Kathy Chalega and a Democrat together working to pass bills or do, you know, take action on the floor. And if voters want somebody who knows how to work with people across the aisle, they're going to want somebody like me.
All right. We're going to have to, Kathy, you know, we're going to have to leave it right there because we're way over on time. But thank you so much for joining us. And please don't be a stranger. All right, thanks.
Coming in studio one day.
We'd love to have you.
We'd love that. And of course, we'd love, in fact, Chris Van Hollen, you're welcome to come in, and we could have a little throwdown debate here on Mornings on the
Why Mall. Not? We'd be open to
as
that.
As long as we stop for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives, which is coming up in 60 seconds, by the way.
It's 6:44.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. All you need to do is drive to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You know, I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, so I decided to check them out myself. And after visiting the office, I can confidently say that Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is in a class all by itself. It's really great going there. They're great. They give you personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. Could that be you? Well, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've any dental fears at all can safely visit. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or you just need a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
6:45, not WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, heading through Manassas Park. Started off a bit rough this morning with the crash northbound 28 north of Manassas Drive. Now that's been cleared out of the travel lanes, but we're still slow and slow through the signal lights pushing up toward I-66. Now for 66, yes, the Safe Track plan underway. It's putting extra pressure on the roads. We have less riders on Metro Rail, more commuters on the roads, as we've been talking about. So 66, most of the way out of Manassas, through to the Beltway, through Falls Church eastbound, already building up those delays. Toll road slows to merge onto the Beltway. 395 also picks up volume 2. Beltway to Landmark, Pentagon's 14th Street Bridge. Let's get you out of Waldorf into Brandywine. Doing a little bit better. The crash out of the travel lanes, northbound 5301, right as you come past, looks like right at the lane divide. You should find some of that activity near Shortcut Road to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice and clear and actually pretty comfortable for this time of year. The numbers will be comfortable even this afternoon with lots of sunshine. Little breeze around, 81. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
56 degrees right now. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tonight, Barack Obama will make his premiere on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. Oh, he was on Jimmy Fallon's former show, but he hasn't actually showed up on the official Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
Right.
Now, he pre-taped this, Brian, yesterday, so NBC has released some clips and some transcripts. And, well, here's one part of it that was interesting.
Do you think the Republicans are happy with their choice?
We are, but I don't know how they're, feeling. Actually, you know what? That was too easy. But the truth is, actually, I am worried about the Republican Party, and I know that sounds,
Yeah. You know what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like BS to me.
He's worried about the Republican Party.
Well, my mom used to have a saying, you know, tend to your own knitting. The president should tend to his own knitting.
What was this part here?
That was too easy, but...
I love that stutter. I really do. It's an intellectual stutter, you know.
Yeah, it's an intellectual stutter, and it happens anytime he's not on a teleprompter.
The truth is, actually, I am worried about the Republican Party.
He's worried about the Republican Party. Now, it's nice. And he went on to say, by the way, reading from the transcript from Variety, I'm not enjoying this. I haven't been enjoying over the last 7 years watching some of the things that have happened in the Republican Party because there's some good people in the Republican Party. He said this isn't something Democrats should wish for. The truth is we need two strong parties to solve the country's problems. Interesting. He doesn't like what he's seen over the last 7 years, and he worries about the Republican Party because there's good people in the Republican Party.
Can I just say, I don't like what I have seen out of his administration over the last 8 years. Mm. I really don't. We're even on that score.
And actually, it's incredibly hypocritical for him because, he's talking about how he worries about Republicans and they're his friends and he has good people over there. He called Republicans enemies who should be punished when he was talking to Univision.
I remember that,
He said his political opponents are often motivated by the fact that they don't like a black president. He's compared Republicans to hardline terrorists in Iran.
Yeah.
He and his party referred to Republicans as arsonists, hostage takers, extortionists, terrorists, and saboteurs. But, you know, I mean, he worries about
About his legacy. That's what he's worried about.
Oh, and also... It's 6:50 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
You know how to make good decisions. You do the research and weigh the facts. Eventually, the answer becomes so obvious, you can't believe it was ever a question. Like enrolling at University of Maryland University College. As a working adult, you want specialized programs applicable to what you're doing now and to where you want to go. A place where your military and work experience give you a leg up and a faster path toward your degree. You want to invest your time where you'll get real-world skills and relevant credentials in high-demand fields like cybersecurity, IT, and business, and learn what matters from experts who practice in their fields. You want a university that offers the flexibility of classes both online and on-site with a rock-solid reputation. With over 90 programs and specializations, UMUC is the clear choice. Increase your professional worth and gain the knowledge and skills you need to advance your career. University of Maryland University College. The answer is right here. Visit umuc.edu/rightchoice.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
6:53, down to check in with your money at the CNBC News Desk. Here's John Lesher.
And good morning. The Dow begins today above the 18,000 level, and oil is above $51 a barrel. That's the highest in nearly a year. But right now, the stock futures are lower. New claims for jobless benefits will be out today. They're expected to hold steady, which means companies are not firing as many people. Freddie Mac, the mortgage company, will update long-term loan rates today. Last week, they dropped to 3.83%. J.M. Smucker's profits are expected to rise sharply. That may be part of the reason Smucker was able to cut Folgers coffee prices recently. H&R Block's profit should also be higher because of the April 15th tax deadline. And the House is scheduled to vote on legislation that would help rescue Puerto Rico from its $70 billion debt. Puerto Rico cannot declare bankruptcy under federal law. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Betcha. 655 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. We are first. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And you know, I was watching the Beltway delays growing through New Carrollton on the outer loop to exit onto the northbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crews went out to check it out, and whatever was there, gone. So lanes open, getting a little bit better, but still pockets of delays. In fact, even north of 214 Central Avenue. Through Laurel, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, volume each direction, 95, almost back to the ICC to merge onto the outer loop delays and through to Silver Spring. Let's go Virginia between Haymarket and Gilbert's Corner on Route 15. The crash is on 15 north of 234. You're under police direction. Slow through that area. Out of Gainesville, 66. Most of the way through Manassas, Centerville. You know, I'm really seeing very little break. It's the sun glare. It's extra volume on the roads because of the safe track plan. And then 66 slows inside the Beltway through Falls Church. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we got a beautiful day today. There's no two ways about it. 81 degrees, sunny. Tonight, clear skies, low of 59. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 81 degrees. So just enjoy it. Right now, 57 degrees in the nation's capital at 657.
Chris Plant here. You're invited to the best party in Washington, D.C. all year. No, it's not one of those boring D.C. dinners. It's the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the Hilarious Dishonors Awards. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, will gather for a night of mingling, eating, and my favorite part, making fun of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris and get $100 off the ticket price. That's mrc.org/gala, promo code Chris.
You called 1-800-GOT-JUNK?
Yes, I did. Please come in, all of you.
Yes, sir.
I have a close friend who told me the secret of his happiness the other day.
What did he tell you, sir?
He said to own fewer things, but better things.
He sounds like a wise friend.
All you have to do is point.
This feels good. Fewer things, but better things.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
President Obama decides he's all in for a third term. Breaking tradition, the president has decided the only way to save his legacy is to have a Democrat succeed him. He has taken to attacking Republicans on economic policy and referencing the likely Republican nominee in a commencement speech. Why the unpresidential behavior? Well, it's the economy, stupid. The president's signature achievements have been higher taxes on higher income earners, more regulation, and pitting Americans against each other by race and economics. Hasn't worked out so well. Healthcare costs have gone up. More young people are living with their parents since any time in the last 100 years. Homeownership is down. One in five American families have no one in them that has a job. President has decided the best way to protect his legacy is to elect somebody that thinks just like him. Hillary has been explicit in her support of protecting Obama's legacy. So, welcome to the Campaigner-in-Chief 2016. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAL.
I will be joined by a D.C. Councilmember David Grosso, who says, forget all this talk about a $15 minimum wage. He wants a basic minimum income in the District of Columbia.
And we'll get into that debate between the Bethesda Chevy Chase High School and the Montgomery County School Board over principals